Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In these hangouts, we talk about stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. This is where we can have a real conversation about riding, what works, what doesn't, and sometimes the things riders quietly disagree on but don't always say it out loud. So let's get to it. For tonight's Q&A, Ace has prepared He's got a bonus question waiting at the end. We'll try to bring your comments and questions into the conversation as we go. Just a reminder, your input is the whole point of doing this live. So jump in to the chat, ask questions, share your experiences, or call us out if you think we're wrong. If there's time at the end, we'll circle back and respond to as many comments as we can. Ace, are you ready?
I was ready 5 minutes ago.
That's new.
Yeah, I figured I'd try being the professional one this time.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Probably about 30 seconds.
Only 30 seconds.
Yeah, I figured that's how long I have before I fall off this stool after you bore me to death with your droning.
All right. What do you have for us tonight?
A lot of riders spend time practicing skill, but not all practice is equal. So, here it is. What is the most effective way to practice riding skills so that it actually translates to real-world riding?
I think the best way to practice skills is to practice them out on the road when you're in a situation that's safe to do so. By that, I mean, if you are on a stretch of road that is empty, that would be a good time to practice pushing yourself a little bit beyond what you typically might do. Increase your speed a little bit, practice your trail braking, do some exercises and your progressive braking where you're in a situation that you're not going to be interfered with by someone else. But I think that practicing out on a real road at real speed is probably the best way to get a translation into the real world. There's a lot of things that you benefit from being in a parking lot or in a range or something like that, but nothing is going to translate as well as when you're actually in the environment doing the thing, and when you get good at it, when you need it, you'll have it.
This one's about decision making on the road. Every rider eventually has moments where something feels off. Maybe it's traffic. Maybe it's weather. Maybe it's just a gut feeling. So, the question is, how much should a rider rely on instinct versus technique when making decisions on the road?
I think a lot of that is going to depend on how much experience that you have. If you're a new rider, I think that trusting your gut might be a bad idea. I think that your instincts are not well developed yet, so I would say that you should lean to your training, follow the techniques. The more experience you have, I think the more you can lean on your instinct and trust based on your experience. But I think that it's important that, especially at first, you follow what you have been doing in your training. And then as you become more seasoned, you can lean a little bit more on your gut feel of things and how things feel, mostly because you have done them in the past.
Let's talk about progression. A lot of riders hit a point where they feel like they've plateaued. They're comfortable, but maybe not improving. So, how does a rider break through a plateau and continue developing their skills?
So, Thunder Rock has a comment. He's saying that if you have a familiar route to return to, that will also minimize your variables. There's definitely not going to be surprises there. But I think that doing that, trying to revisit things that you know, will help you to develop your skills or continue to develop your skills to get you out of what might become a plateau, because you know what you have done in the past and you can reproduce that experience on those familiar routes that would get you to maybe recognize the things that you have done in error in the past, and then you can improve those as you return. Other things you can do to get out of a plateau is take an advanced rider course. Get with an instructor. They'll push you to do things maybe differently than you've done them, help you to recognize that there might be some better ways to do things that you might not have thought of. But they'll also push you to improve your skills. Another way to break through a plateau is to spend some time with other riders. Really ask questions, especially if you're in a group ride. You can get a feel for what it is that they're doing, how they're executing maneuvers, and talk about it. And that would help you to recognize that there are some things that you could do differently. The other way to break out of a plateau is just to put yourself in slightly progressive situations that require escalated skill. But yeah, as far as a plateau, I think that those are the best ways to break through.
If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button.
All right. Those are solid.
Of course they are. I'm carrying the show.
You're asking questions.
Exactly. It's harder than it looks.
Fair enough. So what's the bonus question?
All right. Here we go. This one might get people going. Is modern motorcycling becoming too focused on image and looking cool and losing something important about what it originally meant to ride?
Yeah, that's definitely going to get some opinions.
Good. That's the point.
I think if you go to especially motorcycle rallies, there is definitely a focus on being seen riding rather than riding. I don't know that that's an impact of the entire community, but you definitely have your social media starlets, the TikTokers and things that are definitely more focused on image than they are on the practicality of riding. But I think that more than anything else, those are not the norm. I think that people do take pride in what they ride, and there's good reason for that. But I don't know that that's just simply about looking a certain way, because I think that's just a matter of taking pride in your bike and taking care of it appropriately. I'm not saying that image doesn't have a factor, but I don't think it's something that is taking over when it comes to what motorcycling is in general.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll let you take it from here.
I'm happy to hang out any longer with those that are willing to do so and answer any questions that might be coming through on the chat. I'll wait a little bit for those to come through. Thunder Rock 18's coming through. I'll make an attempt to read the comment. It says there will definitely be posers in the riding crowd with the added distraction of today's traffic. Anyone wanting to survive will have to have at least a minimum skill level to continue riding. Those are definitely true statements, and I agree with those observations as well. There are those that do not ride for ride's sake. They're doing it to look a certain way, to pretend. And definitely when we're thinking about the amount of distractions that exist in traffic, I'm actually somewhat looking forward to assisted driving, because I think that the computers and cameras and LiDAR and all those things are going to be paying a whole lot more attention than the drivers I see out on the road now.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. We appreciate your comments and your questions, your participation in our live stream today. And I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.